goals.
Do you have them?
Can I just say, I think it's hilarious that every time you start a podcast, you just say one word answer of what we're saying. I always think it's funny. You do it every time.
I was
Mario Kart.
Hey, you can't say that. We haven't released that one. Anyway, goals.
You did it before. You're like, hot takes.
I know, I didn't.
What do you gotta say? He said goals. What do you?
That's basically... Do you have any? I think New Year's resolutions are terrible. That's my hot take for this episode, because I feel like people only want to be better 1 month of the year. It's actually more like 1 week, realistically. I think that we can be trying to be better all the time. So I think goals are good.
Yeah.
All the time of the year.
I mean, I get the idea. I think, I do think it's nice, like, I don't know, because we, I don't know, I think human nature is we aren't really thinking about that most of the time. And I think January 1st, just, it's a natural time. It's like New Year. Like, I think the idea makes sense. And I get what you're saying as well. But I think we just aren't that way.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I don't know. I was just, like, sitting there thinking about it this year. And I was like, if I go to the gym right now, everybody's going to be there. Yeah. But if I give it 2 weeks, there's going to be half the amount of people, you know? It's like, I feel like we're giving up on our goals too fast. Instead of like, oh, I just got a new like schedule for classes, or I just got a new schedule for work. And so now I can kind of have this consistent time where I like set aside time for scripture study or gym or cleaning. You know, I feel like it's good to have new goals for the year, but I also think that it's important to be planning that all the time as your schedule is changing and as, I don't know, your lifestyle is changing.
I think that, like, my thing with it is, at least for me, I like having that point in time where it's almost a reset and I'm able to evaluate things. And I think that naturally happens on New Year's, because every time I'm at a New Year's party or something, I always think, where was I the year before? Like, what was I doing at the New Year's a year ago or 2 years ago? And so, like, this New Year's, I was, for New Year's Eve, I didn't do anything. I just kind of went to bed, honestly. No. I don't really care about it as much as I...
Yeah.
I never really cared about that much. But for New Year's Day, we were at, like, a big family party. And then I thought, oh, okay. So a year ago, I was at your house, and we were playing games and stuff. And we had some friends over and things. But the year before that, I was basically fresh off my mission.
Yeah.
And so, like, I don't know. So it's kind of interesting. I like to think of that kind of growth. But my thing is, it's hard to have those reset points when everybody else in the world is also thinking about those reset points.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So for me, I liked, for example, on my mission, I liked having every 6 weeks is a new transfer. So you're kind of resetting at those points. Yeah. So it's easy to say, what have I been doing the past 6 weeks that I want to do better in these next 6 weeks? So I don't know, maybe you could do that on a month-by-month basis or every quarter, but I think January 1st is a hard one because everyone's doing it.
Yeah.
It's hard to go to the gym because everyone else is going to the gym. And, I don't know, everyone kind of advertises their New Year's resolutions sorts of things.
But it's great if you want to go to McDonald's, because nobody's going to McDonald's on January 1st.
You know that, huh?
No. Oh, okay. No, but I do like what you said, that like it's kind of like a reset. And I agree with that. I think that the end of December is like when everyone's like reflecting on their last year and all the memories they've made and all that stuff. But sometimes, like, I don't know, like this year I was getting to the end of December and I was like, I don't really want to think about the beginning of this year, because like my life is just so different than it was, and a lot of things have changed, like with relationships and stuff and just friendships and stuff, and I just didn't want to think about, I don't know, like this year I just didn't want to look backward. I just wanted to focus on the present and even maybe look forward, which I think is a good thing to do also, but I don't know, I feel like when people are all looking at the last year together instead of like a shorter increment, it's a little different, because a lot can change in a year, but like 2 months is like I don't know.
I think I get what you're saying. It's because especially if it's too short of a time frame, I think it's hard to see that growth. Because you could say, well, day by day, look at what you did the day before. Yeah. But so much can change on a day by day
basis.
And there
are good days and bad days too.
Yeah. So. Whereas I think if you look at things from, I think the way I've kind of done it, not that I'm super great at this, but looking at semester, and then the summer, for example, that splits it up really nicely.
Yeah, and that's really easy for college students as well. So I think that that's a good way to look at it too.
Because I think it's easy to say, where was I last semester? And what did I do poorly that I want to do better this semester? Right. And then over the summer, like it's kind of a different life. So it's a little bit more different.
Yeah.
But then I think at the end of the summer, it is easy to say, okay, how was I when I was starting last school year, or the last,
right.
at the end of last semester? And yeah, so that's why I think you kind of need to find those times where it's good for you. Maybe for some people, a week by week thing is good for them, or month by month. But I think for me, that's just a little bit short.
Longer. Like I'd say like 6 weeks or a few months is probably good.
Mm-hmm.
Just to kind of evaluate, like, oh, I had these goals. Even like if you start in January, that's great. But if you get to like March and you're like, okay, I had these goals in January, how am I doing on them? I think it's just really being conscious of those goals that you made and those goals that you want to keep or have wanted to keep, and just kind of keeping yourself in check. And I think that a lot of people are really good at it. Sometimes I struggle with it, but I think that that's something that we should all try to be doing if we want to be better ourselves.
Mm-hmm. And I think with what you said, because you mentioned how you didn't really want to look back too much on the year before and more looking forward. And I don't know, I guess like challenging that a little bit is like, do you think, I mean, I imagine I know the answer to this. Do you think you're better off now than you were a year ago?
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Okay, go for it. Yeah.
I think that I just didn't necessarily want to look back because I knew I had made mistakes and I knew that some people would never forgive me for those mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was what was hard. But also just remembering like all those great times with my roommates, and a lot of them have moved on to different jobs or even a mission. And I love that they're doing those things, but it's hard that they're not here anymore. Mm-hmm. And so I think that that's what's been so hard. But I also think that even looking like a few years back, like seeing the amount of growth that I've had is crazy. And so I think that's important. It just is. Right. Sometimes it's a little harder than other times.
Yeah. Well, I think that's kind of what I'm thinking is, like, I think looking back is good to see what you did change. So I don't know, I guess for you, are there any things that you noticed over the last year that you changed or did differently that led you to who you are now?
I think so. I don't know if I can think of anything specific. I don't know. I really opened myself up to the thought of like having a real relationship, because before last year, I hadn't really thought about it too much because like I'd only had the one boyfriend and it was hard for me to open up, I guess. But then I really started to think about like socializing with other people I didn't know and like just trying to get to know them better, even though I wasn't looking for a relationship. And I think that was what led me to getting married this year. But also like just, I don't know, trying to be more patient with other people and trying to really love everybody for who they are has been a big thing for me. Like I've definitely changed a lot in that aspect as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, other than that, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, and I think, I don't know. I think for me, something that I kind of thought about was I was more willing to seek out and take opportunities that I probably would have said no to otherwise, and be more willing to try things. And with that, with failure as well.
Right.
Because I think that is as good as success a lot of times. Because I don't know, the sort of process that goes through those things is super helpful. So I was more willing to try things that I didn't do the semester before, and it made things super fun. So for example, like every semester I was here at Snow, they advertise, or they talk about, I guess, at the Institute, this Teaching in the Savior's Way course. And it always sounded interesting, but I don't know, I never did it because I I thought it was not gonna be a waste of time, but it wasn't for me or something. And I was just like, oh, you know what? I think it'd be fun. And then you also did that too. Like it was a great opportunity to go in, and I learned a lot of really good things. And then it led to this part-time job that I have now, where I'm able to substitute from time to time and teach whenever they need me to in the seminaries around here. And then even today and yesterday, I was able to do that. And it was super interesting to think about how all of that like came up to that. But I think even if I had not ended up getting that job, like there were a lot of things I learned in the course and in the process that helped me out.
Like you never know if you're gonna fail in an opportunity, but you know that you'll probably learn something from it. Like there's a reason that you're doing it. Mm-hmm. I think also a big thing with setting goals is to be like super patient with yourself, because a lot of like other people, like I've seen your growth over the last few years, not as much as I've seen my own growth. Mm-hmm. You know, like it's easier to look at somebody from the outside and see, oh, like I've seen this is different with you and I think you're doing really well. Whereas with yourself, you're a little bit harder on yourself and you're like, oh, I should be doing all these things, instead of, oh, these are the things that I'm better at now. And I think that that's a big distinction as well. And I think relying on other people to kind of push you is good. Like you said, we both ended up joining that class, and I think it was really good for both of us, just in different ways. And I think that was a good thing that we were able to push each other to do that.
Right. And I think that's something I saw in you, is that over the course of the year, I think you became more of accepting of who you are. And whether like the good or the bad, I think you became more accepting and acknowledged those things more, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And to the point now where, I don't know, maybe I'm like wrong in this, but from what I see in you, you seem more, like, I think you seem to be okay with yourself more than you were a year ago. And I think that led to a lot of those kind of things you talked about, where you were more open to a relationship and things like that with your husband, and you got married and things like that. Like that's a super big change.
Yeah, that's a hard thing to do if you don't know how to look for the good in yourself. And I still struggle with that. Like a few years ago, if I had had the situation that I had today at Sitbit, I would have went home and cried for 2.5 hours. But it was just embarrassing. And it's good to be able to laugh at yourself. Because, we all do funny things sometimes and we all make mistakes. And I think that it's easy to get caught up in all those little mistakes. Whereas if you have somebody to kind of make light of the situation with, like if you hadn't been there, I don't think I would have been as, I don't know the word for it, but I wouldn't have been like as relaxed. Oh. I would have definitely felt like more tense and kind of beating myself up a little bit more. And I think that's why you need to surround yourself with such good people, is because like, they're there to build you up, and they're there to laugh with you or at you. Honestly, it's good to have somebody to laugh at you. Yeah, you definitely laughed at me, but that's good. No, and I think that's why we have such a good friendship, is because we know that it's important to be able to laugh with each other about things that we've done. And I think that that's a really important part of starting to love yourself.
Right. And I think something that I myself had, like, I don't know, when I was looking back, there are things that I think I did better with and things that I did worse with. For example, I guess this was more at the end of last semester. I think I haven't been as good about like meeting new people and reaching out and things like that as I was last school year. Because last school year I met a lot of really cool people and made a lot of really good friends. But as you said, a lot of people have moved on and things like that. And I think that's why I haven't been as open this semester, is because, I don't know, I just don't want to meet people just to say goodbye again. Like, I think that was hard.
Last year we had a good group of people, and it was definitely hard when it was time to go. But
yeah. So it's like now it's like, well, I wish I'd met new people and things
and
like
I
that.
And I think also, like, we had like a little group of people that would go out and meet people together. Like they were our connection to other people. So I think it's just harder where we don't have as big of a group this year. But I also think it's important to realize that like sometimes you're going to go backwards with some of your goals. Like you're not always going to be, just because you've reached that level doesn't mean you're always going to stay at that level or even just keep going. Like sometimes you will have a hard day and you will go backwards, and it's hard. It's hard to accept that for yourself, but I think that it's definitely good to acknowledge that that's just a part of setting goals and sometimes failing, like you said.
Yeah.
I think that's good.
And like, don't know, I think this semester, or this school year rather, has been different. Like, my sister's down here this time and things like that. And so I'm less thinking about meeting friends and things like that, and I've spent more time with family and
right.
Like my cousin's still down here and or a few of them. But so it's been fun in different ways, but I do wish I had been better about meeting new people and doing that. Getting the kind of people that would get me to go on a week-long vacation to Florida. Like, I don't know. I think that kind of speaks to
honestly, how good of friends we made. It still amazes me that I went on that trip. Like, the thought of being in an airport without any actual adults, that terrifies me. Yeah. But the fact that I, like, did that, that's actually crazy.
Yeah, and I liked how spontaneous of a group we had, too. Oh, like, for sure. We would say, oh, let's go do this thing. Let's go to a movie, like, right now. And the fact we were able to pick up and do that kind of stuff was great.
Yeah.
Whereas now, I have some good friends and things like that, but not the kind of group that will just go and do right. something.
Just be like, oh, you're leaving in 10 minutes? Sure, I'll be there.
Right.
Yeah, I think it's just different with different classes and different responsibilities and different groups of friends and stuff, mm-hmm. but... Yeah, and I like that we all have, like, everyone has their different strengths. I know people say that all the time, like, everyone has their strengths, everyone has their weaknesses, but, like, our group was really good about, like, we had the people that were organized, we had the people that were spontaneous, we had the people that were, like, always ready for, like, anything, and so I think it was a good mix where we all, like, we could be spontaneous and not have to worry about stuff like that.
Right.
Like, going wrong and stuff, but, yeah.
And that's... I think that's something that, looking forward, maybe I want to do a little bit better. But I also want to balance because I think because I've taken more of these opportunities, I've missed out on others to meet new people and things like that, mm-hmm. or at least as many. Because now I'm sometimes working or we're doing a podcast and things like that, which I think they're both amazing things.
Right.
But because of that, I've had to sacrifice some time to do some of that for this. And right. so I think finding that balance would be really good. So I think that's moving forward. Maybe this year is something I want to think about.
Yeah, I think that's good. Now we've talked about how to set up goals and deal with when they go wrong. But... I want to know some of your goals, Nathan. What do you got?
I don't know if I really have anything super specific. Like, I think there are things I know I'm not doing that I need to be doing, or things I'm not doing as well that I want to be. For example, over the last semester, I joined symphonic band again,
mm-hmm.
and was able to do that with my sister and my cousin and a couple of friends like that. And I was able to, I kind of remembered why I was doing the music stuff in the first place. Like, I do have a real love for that kind of thing, for those kinds of things. But, I just hadn't really been doing them. So, like, when I did pep band and things like that at a football game, I just remembered how fun it was to do those things.
Right.
Even though I'm not going into a career with it or anything, it's a hobby that I really wanted to try keeping up or tried to keep up.
Mm-hmm.
And then over the break, there were a couple times when I did things on the trombone that I hadn't done in a long time. Like, we got to do this trombone party where, like, I was kind of dreading it for a long time, but it actually was a lot of fun. Because basically there are a lot of professional players in the state that all met up and made this group, and over the years it's grown into this big thing. And so we went to this place, and all these really good professional players show up, high school level players. I don't know if there were many college level players, but it's really cool to see these range of players from beginners to some of the most advanced you could get. And I was with my dad and things like that, and a lot of my aunts and uncles and cousins. And I really maybe remember how fun it is to be in a group like that playing and people that want to be there.
For sure.
Anyway, all of this is to say that this next year I want to focus more on building my abilities to do that. Because it's been a long time since I've taken time to practice and
right.
to try to improve. It's kind of just been coasting along. So that's something I want to improve.
I get that. I think along with that, I just want to be like more conscious of the things that I'm doing. Like, I really enjoy psychology, and sometimes I'm just in class, just kind of going along with it. But like... I think ever since I decided to become a psychology major, I've always wanted to get a bachelor's degree in psychology. And that was, like, the one goal I've ever actually, like, set for myself, like, clearly. Mm-hmm. And so I think that in order to do that and be successful in whatever I want to do in the future, I need to just, like, be a little more involved, I guess, with the psychology classes right now and everything. And I've gotten better at that, but that's just something that I want to, like, really work towards, is that one goal that I've, like, really set for myself.
Yeah. And I think that's something good, because for me, I don't really have much of a vision of what direction I want to go yet, which is not really a good thing. I feel like I need to, especially as going to a different school or whatever, I need to really try to focus on to one thing. But that's what I want to try by probably the end of this semester, is having some sort of goal that or vision of where I want to go, what I want to try to be, because otherwise I'm kind of just here stagnant, not really doing much.
Yeah, I get that. It's really easy to just coast along through college, and I feel like it just makes it a little more meaningful when you actually have a purpose and you find something that you really enjoy. And even if it's not something you're, like, super passionate about, if you're a little bit interested in it, start studying it more and see what you like. I think that's kind of what I did with psychology. I wasn't like, oh, I for sure want to go into a psychology degree. It's more like, okay, I like psychology, so let's declare that my major and go see what I can learn about it to kind of boost my esteem about it, I guess.
And that's a goal you still have, is to get a bachelor. So I guess what this year are you going to do to contribute to that more?
Well, I'm just taking some classes. I'm just kind of trying to, like, last semester I really didn't do anything. Like, I had the one psychology class and a couple of free online ones. But this year I was like, okay, I really got to commit to, like, having a schedule at Snow, because I'm here and they're cheaper classes. So just take them at Snow, even though I've already gotten my associates from Snow. And so I'm really just taking, like, those classes that I talked to the psychology professor, and he was like, these three will transfer, so take these ones. So I'm just kind of taking those and really just trying to kind of focus in on them and learn all that I can from them.
Right.
And they've been pretty interesting so far, but, I mean, it is only the third day.
Yeah, that's true. And, like, I think, there's a lot of things that I think that's my thing. There's a lot of things I'd be okay with studying further, but it's like, I just have to pick one and just go for it. Because, I like learning about math and science and things like that. But there are other things I think are interesting. But, I just have to choose some kind of avenue.
And, I mean, I hear it all the time. Like, people who have changed their major, like, three times. So I don't think it's, like, a big deal that you don't have everything figured out right now. And I think that's something that everyone should remember, is that, like, you don't have to have every single thing figured out. Just, like, have a little goal that you have. And if your goal changes, that's okay. But, like, if you have a goal set, then you're going to work more towards it, and then you'll figure out faster if you want to continue pursuing that or not, I guess.
I kind of like what you said, because I think with the goals, we shouldn't be afraid to pivot from them. I think there's value in seeing a goal out, even if it's sometimes something you don't want to do necessarily, but at other times I think it's good to also see that your visions are going to change over time.
Right.
Especially if you're looking at it from a year by year basis. Maybe there's something in July that you want to do differently from when you were in January.
Right.
And you should be willing to change how you're doing things to accommodate your new vision.
Yeah. Just because you've set a goal doesn't mean that it can't be altered. Like, if I decide I don't want to get a bachelor's degree in psychology, that doesn't mean that I shouldn't get a bachelor's degree in anything. It just means that maybe I don't want psychology. Maybe I want, something else. I don't know what else I would do, but, like, it doesn't have to be set in stone.
And I don't think it means you failed a goal either.
Right.
Like, your goal's just changed.
Right.
And I think that's something maybe that I think about, is if I set this goal of something I want to study and then I ended up changing, then I almost gave up on something to try something else, even though it's really just a change.
Your opinion changed. You kind of figured out more what you wanted. You learned a little bit more about it. And I think that's important, is realizing that sometimes you're not the most educated in something, so once you, like, start down that path, maybe if you feel like it's not the right one for you, then you can change it. And it's really not as big of a deal as everyone feels it is. Like, I know for me, it's like, I'm a perfectionist, so I have to have everything done, but sometimes it just doesn't work out that way, and you just gotta let it go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And this is something I was kind of thinking about is, like there are a lot of times when we're setting these goals and they talk about these SMART goals where they have to be specific, measurable, whatever the rest of SMART means. But I don't think it always needs to follow that format. Sometimes just having an idea and going for it is good. Cause everyone's different, but, like maybe it is worth thinking about what you actually need to do to accomplish this goal. And sometimes the goal isn't going to be achieved at the end of the year, but you've actually made progress toward it. And I think sometimes that's enough just to get your foot in the door. And once you do that, it can really help things move along.
Yeah, I think what you said about SMART goals is like, I don't think it necessarily has to be like a long-term or a short-term thing in order to be a SMART goal. I don't think that necessarily all of them have to be, but I think if you're going to do something along the SMART goals, make it like a daily thing. Mm-hmm. Like say if I want to like read my scriptures more, don't just say, okay, I want to read my scriptures every day. Like say I want to read for like 10 minutes every day. I want to read this for 10 minutes every day and like have it be a little more specific because then you're more likely to do it. So I think the more like the further along you are in that goal, maybe the more specific it will become once you, like, get there, I guess.
Yeah. Here's, I guess, like, a question for you. There's, like, some build up to it, though. So here's an example where maybe you do set a goal. You're like, every morning, I'm going to get up, like, I'm going to wake up every day at 7 a.m. before my classes, and I'm going to do scripture study for 15, 20 minutes or something like that. And, like, let's say there's a day you missed. For me, sometimes I get discouraged after that one day and I'll just drop it or I don't even think about it. And after that, I've just suddenly dropped a goal without knowing.
Yeah.
How do you like keep on track with those kinds of goals where you might do them every day?
Honestly, I write them down a lot of the time. So I'll have like a mental checklist. I know checklists aren't like the most helpful thing in setting a goal, but I feel like sometimes they help me just to like make sure I'm doing everything that I want to do, and then I'm conscious of if I miss it, then I'm like, oh, and I kind of feel guilty, and so I feel like I have to. It kind of pushes me a little bit more to do it, but I give it your sense, like if you miss a day, it's just, it sucks, because then you're like, oh, I have to do it again. Journaling, I have dropped like almost entirely on accident, because I just, like, during the summer, I was really good about it for, like, a year. And I had, like, an entire journal full and then, like, a half of one.
Mm-hmm.
And then I forgot to do it one night. And then I was engaged. And then I forgot to do it in the next night. And then I got married. And then I forgot to do it since then. And so, like, this year was one of my goals was to just, like, get back into journaling. And I haven't. Which sucks. But, like, that's hard because, like, I want to. But I also don't want to. So I think just being, like, really stubborn with yourself and, like, being really self-disciplined is a big part of goals, which is so hard to do. But the more self-disciplined you are, the more likely you are to achieve that goal, and then it'll just become a habit, and it'll just become easier. So it'll take time to become a habit. So if you miss a day, then it feels like it's falling apart, but it's not. But once you get into that habit, it's just a little bit easier.
Yeah. That's actually something that I thought about was with journaling. There's like, it's not a new app. It's been on the iPhone for a little over a year now, but it's literally the journaling app.
Yeah.
And I remember when it first came out, I was getting all these suggestions and I was like, this is pretty great. Cause at the end of a day, it's like, oh, it looks like you went out with your friends to go get dinner. And here's like some of the music you guys were listening to. Maybe you should write about that. And so I'd write a little prompt. And then I was like, oh, that's great. So I set it to remind me of like when it sees those events happening.
Right.
And I think there was a couple times where I just wasn't able to do it. And I was like, like I had a little goal where I'm like, every time it pops up with it, I'm going to do it. And I think I swiped away from the notification so much and I didn't open the app that my phone just archived the journal app.
It just
so
stopped, yeah.
Like I just actually thought about it. I'm like, I haven't gotten a suggestion in a long time. And so I'm pretty sure that's what happened.
And that's like something I have is I have the We Believe app and it'll have like a daily scripture that you'll go through and you can have like a little, like a little video about somebody talking about the scripture verse. And I think that's awesome. And so it'll just pop up every morning with my daily scripture. And I just won't swipe it away until I've done it. Because otherwise I will forget about it and I won't do it. And so just to make sure that I do that daily scripture at least every day, I just like, I'll leave it there. So then when I like go to check my other notifications, I'm like, oh, that's still there. I should do it. Like when I have a chance.
Yeah.
And that helps me a lot. But yeah.
Yeah. And I think this is going back to what you were saying before this, but I think accountability can play a huge role in goals. Just having somebody to, I guess, report back to. Because for me, I almost feel like I'm letting down another person if I don't do it. So I'm like, oh, I have to go to... I have to tell them that I didn't do it and it's going to be disappointing. So, I mean, I don't know. That's not sometimes the best light to do something in.
Yeah.
But for example, on the mission, like they're very goal oriented on a mission. Mm-hmm. They have, I remember we had, well, area goals for whatever, I think like the West United States area or something. And then they have mission goals and zone goals, district goals, companionship goals, and all personal goals. There's goals down the whole ladder. And I remember I always, not always, but sometimes I just like hated it because I'm like, oh, we're setting goals and it's just exactly what it was last transfer or whatever. But that's something I kind of miss, was having that accountability, because we'd have time in our companionship study where it'd be like, hey, how's that goal going? Or you said you were gonna read the New Testament. Like, how's that going? And like, you're able to talk about that. Or like, oh, I kind of had a hard time because I got distracted by this.
Right.
And I always thought that was super good, because I'm like, you got to tell the other person what you were learning, and it was uplifting for both people. So I think that's something, if there were more of those sort of specific goals I'd want to set, to have that sort of accountability to tell somebody like, oh yeah, here, like I was able to do my scripture study today. Here's some of the things I learned. And that almost helps me more, because I'm like, oh yeah, I have to tell that person if I did that goal. And then it almost makes me,
even if just like somebody tells me I should do something, I low-key do it better. Like, so we got sealed, me and Cade got sealed in the Manti Temple. And then we were talking to our sealer, like right before the sealing or something. And he was like, promise me that you'll come back within the next 2 weeks to do either an endowment session or sealings. And I was like, okay, like that's, I can do that. And so like the 2 weeks was almost over and I was like, we got to go back. So I was like, Cade, do you want to go to the temple like this Friday? And he was like, yeah, sure. Like, I don't think he even remembered that the sealer had said that at all, but that was like, oh, I need to do this. Like, not because I was obligated to him, but also because like to the sealer, but just because I don't know, like, he made a goal for me, and I was like, okay, like, I guess it's just probably because I've just always been, like, a perfectionist and a teacher's pet and, like, all that, but, like, that was just a good way for me to do it. Like, in Institute yesterday, Brother Russell was saying, hey, I want you guys to read scriptures for 10 minutes every day for the rest of your life, and I was like, what? Like, that is, like, a big responsibility for me.
Right.
But also, it was like, okay, this is an opportunity. Like, you've been wanting to get back into scripture study. You're wanting to, like, be better about, like, writing things down as you think of them. And he just asked you to do that. Like, just see this as an opportunity to do better. Because I feel like goals are really overwhelming sometimes, especially for me, because I feel like I have to do everything, like, 100%, you know? Instead of, like, just 10 minutes a day, I have to like listen to a podcast, listen to all of Come Follow Me, listen to this, read this, whatever. But like, it's as simple as just reading 5 to 10 verses a day. It's as simple as reading for 5 to 10 minutes a day. Like, it's, it doesn't have to be a massive goal. It's just like, you start small, and I never start small. So it was just kind of eye opening to me. Like, oh, I don't have to read for an hour every day. I can just read for 10 minutes and that's okay.
Yeah. I actually like that you brought that up, because your sealer, Brother Barkley, he was a senior missionary in my mission for like a year. So when I saw him, that was super cool. You got to talk and catch up. But he was always that way on the mission too, about goals, because he would, he wasn't like a missionary leadership. He just, they just worked in the Arcadia zone for a while. So we'd see him at zone councils and things like that. And he was always super good about, all right, here's what we should do. Like, here's what we should do to go find people. So if we all make this goal to do this every day, then this is what's going to happen. And he was always super good at presenting this goal and in this positive light, where it's like, if we do this, it's not only do we accomplish the goal, but here's some side effects that could come from it. And I thought that was super good. I can't really think of an example. I just remember that happening. Yeah. It was a long time ago.
Yeah. Like, I don't remember anything he said during the sealing. Well, maybe a few things, but like, that hit me so hard. That was like, okay, like, I can do this for him and for other people. And so I think, like, thinking of it that way, like, when you do proxy baptisms or you do proxy endowments, like, you're doing it for somebody else. And I think that's such a good way to look at it.
Yeah.
Because it's not like, I don't know. Sometimes I feel like when I do things for other people, I'm not necessarily 100% like engaged, but I feel like when I think of it in the way that I would think of it for proxy baptism or proxy endowment, then it goes a little deeper. Mm. Like, it's more of an individual connection, and I love making connections with people. So if I can do that, then it's like a little bonus, you know? So I think that's a big thing too.
Mm-hmm. And I think, with a lot of these goals, a good way to go about it is to kind of set a vision for yourself first. I don't know, a goal for me, a vision for me. I want to have a job that I enjoy, that pays well and can, sustain any family that I have or whatever.
Right.
And that's a vision. I don't know some of the specifics yet, but
right.
I mean, what I do to go to get there is go to school. And so my goal then is based around achieving that vision, which is to find some sort of career path that I'm interested in. And I don't know, I guess that's kind of a interesting example, but that's kind of the idea.
Yeah. And a lot of my examples have been like gospel related, but they don't have to be gospel related goals. Like, you can, I want to lose 30 pounds by next year. I don't know. That's unrealistic, but, but yeah, like just small goals like that. Like, I want to spend more time with my family. I want to spend more time with my kids, whatever it is. Like, you can set those little goals, like you said, and just build up to it. Like, you don't know how the end result is going to, like, how you're going to get to that end result, but you, you can start taking steps in that direction, even though you don't necessarily know the whole path yet.
And I think the way that you word a goal can make a big difference, because instead of saying, I want to lose 30 pounds by the end of the year, you could say, I want to lose enough weight to be able to do X or Y.
Yeah.
And then it's like, okay, well, what do I need to do that? Even if it's not tied to a specific number, that might be able to help you. It's like, okay, well, I don't know. Like, that's kind of the idea that I was thinking, where you have some kind of idea rather than some kind of target to hit. And then it's kind of more subjective in a good and bad way, yeah. I guess, because it's not like, oh, I reached my 30 pounds and I hit my goal. It's like, all right, well, I look a lot better than I used to, or something.
Or feel
like
a lot better, or whatever. Better. Yeah. And I think also, where was I going with this? Oh, like, instead of saying, like, I want to spend more time with my family, it's like, I want to, like, play games with my family more, or have a meaningful conversation with my family more. It's kind of, like, almost more specific, but also not really more specific. It's just, you're giving an example of how you're going to do it. So, like, if you're saying, oh, I want to work out every day, have, like, a time, and you're like, oh, I want to work out from 7:30 to 8:30 every day, whatever. Because then you're, like, more likely to remember to do it at that time.
Right.
You know, it's just kind of part of your routine.
Mm-hmm. For you, what do you think the hardest part about having goals are?
I don't know. I just hate them.
Nice.
It's not that I don't want to be better as a person. I just, maybe it's my perfectionism. I don't know. But it's just, like, the thought of having a goal is just so, like, gives me so much anxiety. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why it does that, but I think that once I start it out and I, like, actually get into the routine of doing it, then I'm fine. But it's like, starting out is so scary to me.
Yeah.
Which I feel like that's how it is for a lot of people. But I don't know. The word goal has never been my favorite word.
Right. I think for me, like, it kind of goes back to what I was saying. I sometimes just don't know what, like, a goal should be for me.
Right.
It's like, I know there's things I should be doing, so I should just do them, you know?
Right.
Rather than trying to go through this whole thing of, oh, here's how much I'm going to do every day. It's like, no, I know I should be doing this, so I should. But then I never hold on to it as long, so that's kind of my problem.
So, do you think it would be better if you told yourself that, like, you want to do something? Where am I going with this? Instead of saying, like, oh, I should do this every day, like, I want to do this every day to make myself a better person.
Yeah,
like, to have, like, a purpose for your goal, I guess.
Right. Yeah, I think so. And I think part of it for me as well is, like, okay, well, I know I'm not doing this. It's like, well, I know I need to be doing all of these things.
Right.
And I have a hard time focusing on one of those, knowing that I'm leaving everything else behind that I should be doing. It's like, okay, I'm going to make a goal to make my scripture studies more effective. It's like, okay, but I know I should also, I don't know. Now, even though I said there's this and this, I can't.
No, yeah.
But that's kind of the idea. It's like, well, but I also need to be doing that. So I should throw these on the list as well. I should be having a better sleep schedule, spending less time on social media.
And that's where I think the checklist is dangerous.
Right.
Because instead of like, oh, I should go visit, I don't know, my grandma and like have a 10-minute conversation with her. It's like, is it going to be a meaningful conversation, or are you just doing it to check off the list?
Yeah, exactly.
Which I think is where lists get bad, but also if you like are still mindful and like very aware of what you're doing while you're doing it, then checklists can be like fine.
Right. And that's kind of something I want to be thinking about more of is, like I can get to those other things when I need to, maybe find a, I don't know, I could even start with goals that are super easy that I could achieve, or like habits I guess I could form, and then start from there and kind of work up, while maybe having some big overarching goal. So that like, it's, I think it's encouraging to reach a goal.
Right.
And so if I'm knocking off all these little ones that I want to be doing, then that can help encourage it and make the total list smaller and easier to achieve.
And things. I think that's why I don't like New Year's resolutions right now. Because like, you're trying to set every single goal to the max amount that you can do it all at the same time. And I think that's why a lot of people give up on them, is because they're not like starting out small. Mm-hmm. And they're also not starting like one thing at a time. Like if you start working out one day, eating well like the next week or something, and then you just like slowly start adding on to those goals, then I think you're going to be more likely to do them. I haven't tested that theory, so I don't actually there's no proof of that, but I think that it makes sense to do it like little bit by little bit.
Right. Because like if you add on all these things, you're surely going to forget one thing, and then from that point on you're never doing that thing again.
Right.
And then it keeps going until you're right back where you were,
and then you just end up frustrated and discouraged with yourself, and that's it's not helpful.
And so I think that's kind of the idea, is that you set these goals over maybe a shorter term. That's why I kind of like maybe every quarter or something like that. You are like, okay, how did I do on these goals? And I need to keep track of them more too. Actually write down, these are my goals.
Right.
So that when I get to that point, I can say, oh yeah, I didn't end up doing this, but that's okay because I did accomplish this. So let's move that forward to here.
Right.
And I don't know. I think they can naturally form as well if you're just thinking about them.
And I think that's where like being like patient with yourself is too, because it's like, oh, I didn't do this today, instead of like, oh my gosh, why didn't I do that? And then you start spiraling and you feel bad, saying, okay, I can do it next week, I can do it tomorrow, I can do it whatever next month. Like I think that is a big thing, because then also, dang, I might have just come up with the best plan of goal making ever. Like start one thing a month, I guess. Like if you start working out in January, then you start eating healthy in February. Like I feel like those are going to be easier, and also they kind of go together. So I feel like, I don't know, I'm just trying to not keep going back to the gospel things, but if you're trying to like read more, try that 1 month, and then you can kind of have like a checkpoint where you're like checking in on how you did well that month on whatever goal you were trying to implement, I guess. Mm-hmm. Which I think would be really interesting. I'm going to try that, and I'll get back to you guys.
I think it sounds good.
I think that sounds like a great idea. I don't know.
Yeah. Maybe that's something we do, is we set something to goal, maybe like half a year from now or something.
Right.
Kind of see, like you said, sort of a checkpoint in the middle of the year to kind of evaluate. Because I don't think you're evaluating much in July, for example. Not much is happening during the summer.
Right, yeah.
There's not really a natural break in a semester or anything. So maybe that's worth looking in like the beginning of July, like to kind of see how things
are
going.
And then I also think like once we're out of college, and other people who are out of college, like then we won't rely on like the start of a semester being a checkpoint anymore. Then we can be like in our daily lives, just like checking ourselves like every 3 months, every 1 month, every six months, whatever. And then we'll be a little bit better about, I don't know, setting goals. I think that that actually could be a really good idea.
Yeah. I think that makes sense. I guess it brings me to one that I was thinking about. When it comes, for example, let's take the podcast. What kind of vision or goal, like let's say best case scenario, what would be your vision for the podcast?
Best case scenario. People love us, obviously. Okay, I'm thinking in a couple years, maybe not even a year. I don't know. People, we give people advice and they like it. Or we give our hot takes, or we give our pet peeves, and people are like, you guys are stupid, but it was entertaining. And I think I just want to be able to help people who maybe are struggling. Like, so maybe we could get into different topics, like, I don't know, like my health journey or like your, I don't know, like your struggles that you've had. I don't know. I know you've had struggles, but I don't know, like maybe like how things have impacted you during college. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know, like your grandpa passing away. I know that was a big thing and that might've been hard for you, like during school and stuff. Right. And even like, I don't know, when you were in high school, like what different things affected your mental health? I don't know. Maybe you have good mental health and I'm just assuming things, but
maybe.
I don't know. Just, I just want to be able to like influence people and reach those people that really need somebody in their life at that point. I don't know.
Right.
And also make it like a fun environment. Like I kind of want to be both, which yeah. I know might be a little bit selfish, but best case scenario that we can be inspirational while also being entertaining.
Exactly. And I think that's something we can look for is as we go throughout this year, seeing what kind of things we can do to aim in that direction.
Right.
Like, I know we took a bit of time off during the break and things like that. And then now that we're kind of back into things, finding a schedule or something that kind of right. leads to more consistency and things like that.
Instead of just like, oh, I guess we could do one now. Yeah. No, I get consistency. Time. Consistency is a good right. thing.
And then I think another one that, like, this is kind of a goal that I want to achieve sometime is to have somebody else join on the podcast.
Right.
If there's someone we can hear from, there's some kind of thing they're more of like an expert in or whatever that they're
right.
that they know a bit more about to be able to hear their story or about their career or something like that.
Or even just like somebody who's like really cool and has done a lot of great things in their lives, even mm-hmm. if they don't necessarily know it. Just having them talk on here and just kind of share their story with other people, I think that would be
right.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. And that's part of like with this continuing, that's a goal I have for myself is to step up in the like production side of it, I guess. Learn how to do things like edit the video better and things like that to look better, to make sure the audio sounds well. Like we've already taken steps up to make sure that goes in some direction.
Definitely.
But I don't know. I think there's still things to make it more appealing. Yeah. Because even if it doesn't like matter at the end of the day, it's kind of like a product that can make us feel better about it to know that it's the best we could do.
Right. And we're like a little more proud of it. And yeah. And I think that the more we do it, the more we'll be proud of this podcast. And this will be something that, I don't know, we'll enjoy doing. And yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with that.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't really have any other thoughts.
Me neither.
All right, well, let us know your goals, New Year's resolutions, whatever.
Even though Camden will hate them.
I don't hate them. I don't hate people for sure making them. Don't. I just think that it's a weird concept, but we already talked about that. So, Scamper Badgers,
please
see you next episode.